Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's go around the NFL to keep you in the loop. Brought to you by BioCleanTex.com on Sports Radio 610.
The Ravens gave Ronnie Stanley, their left tackle, an extension. Five-year extension, $112 million. $70 million guaranteed. He's not the highest paid left tackle in the league per year. That's still Laremy Tunsil. Laremy Tunsil signed the 3 year 66 with $50 million guaranteed. But the average per year in new money is a difference of about $2.25 million. And both of these guys are really, really good. They're on the same platform. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people thought that Laremy Tunsil kind of fleeced Bill O'Brien when it came to this deal. The fact that the gap between Ronnie Stanley, who went second, I think that's important to note, who went second, is $2.25 million, tells you that O'Brien might have been a little bit reckless with the way in which he approached the contract with Laremy.
It does, and shout out to our guy Aaron Wilson. He has a piece on that at cron.com that'll kind of illustrate it a little more, so I want to give him credit there. But no, I mean, you're 100% right, absolutely.
Aaron Wilson also said that you definitely stole that snack mix, and he said he does the same thing. So
I know they have them at Sam's. I'll just say that.
Well, you said Costco yesterday.
Costco, I mean.
The NRG snack mix, which, by the way, I'm saying this. First thing I'm doing when I walk in, and you'll see me at the next game, I'm grabbing four, putting them right in the bag.
Don't put them in the bag.
Why?
See, there's a fine line between, like, grabbing one for the drive home and putting four in your bag.
Well, that's what I'm doing.
I saw somebody putting
two. I'm walking right through it. It's going to be smooth, too. I'm going to walk in, and I'm going to grab four. Because the good thing is the PR staff, shout out to Amy Paulson and all them, they don't sit in the press box anymore.
What are you going to take, a microwave next?
No, but but I'll just tell you, a dirty look from Amy goes a long way.
Yeah.
I've gotten a few.
Yeah.
And she's not there, so I ain't scared to steal more snack mix. I might go for six. She's not going to get upset.
No, what you need to do.
I'm taking six.
Listen to Lopez. He's trying to teach you how to steal.
No, I'm not saying that I did that. I'm saying they easily could have come from Costco or Sam's. What I am saying is, if you do take them, if I did kill them, as OJ would say, as he wrote,
if
that,
I did it, if this I did is it, how it was done.
If I did it, this is what you do. If you grab, let's say, two, okay? Stick them in your back pocket for the drive home. I think that's acceptable. And maybe you eat one on the drive home.
But I can't grab them on the way in.
And then maybe you leave one on the seat of your truck for about 3 or 4 days and then bring it into your office and eat it then. That's fine. You know, the intent is for the drive home. If you grab six and put them in your bag, that truly is stealing. The intent for some people might have been just to eat them on the way home.
This is the worst rule ever. Only you would make rules about stealing.
Let me ask you this, because I saw this with my very own eyes at the game on Sunday.
Oh, gosh. You better name somebody.
I can't name them. It's too delicate.
Guarantee I can guess
it. It's too delicate a situation.
Guarantee I can guess it. Go ahead.
Two bags of popcorn in their bag. Two bags of popcorn. I saw somebody putting them in their bag.
Really?
Yep.
like the nice popcorn, the nice gourmet that
they
have.
Yeah, that gourmet buttered popcorn.
See, I don't think you can steal the. I feel like if you're going to steal an item, you can't steal something like the gourmet popcorn. You can steal the bag of nuts. I'm giving you a hard time, but I don't think you can steal the gourmet popcorn. That's a premium item.
It's a Landry.
No. I saw somebody put two bags of popcorn in their bag. That, to me, was a little bit of an eyebrow raiser.
All-world defensive lineman J.J. Watt.
No, he's on a diet, dude.
He's on the soda weight loss. Texans on a bye this week. Colts in Detroit to take on the Lions. Texans fans should be rooting for the Detroit Lions for two reasons. Number one, you want Matt Patricia to save his job because that means one less team looking for a coach. Number two, that would mean you'd be three games behind the Indianapolis Colts and you face them twice. So that's what you're rooting for if you're a Texans fan. You are rooting for the Lions over the Colts. Who's going to win, though?
I think the Colts are going to win. Lions have been playing a little bit better ball, and I'll give them credit, even though I'm not a big fan of what Patricia has done. But I still think the Colts are going to rebound. Keep in mind, the Colts have gotten healthier this week, according to reports anyway.
Steelers at Ravens.
What a game this is going to be.
It's going to be awesome. The Ravens are a four-point favorite. You want the Steelers to win because they're already unbeaten. You just want the Ravens to have two losses. You're probably not going to catch them. You're four games behind. But if you're a Texans fan, that's what you want to happen. What's going to happen, J-Lo?
Man, Ravens are four-point favorites. Our guy Lee Sterling picked the Ravens, which made me second-guess myself. I just feel like the Steelers are going to find a way here, man. They have found a way every week. They're really tough. I'm going to go with the Steelers.
Titans at Bengals. Now, this is going to be hard for Texans fans, but you want the old Oilers, the Titans, to win because you're not going to catch them. So you might as well just let the Titans win, and then the Bengals, they would be 1-5-1, so you would be within a half game of the Bengals. What's going to happen? Are the Bengals going to give the Titans a fight?
Yeah, I think they are. I think they're going to be able to throw the ball a little bit, but to no avail.
Patriots at Bills. You want the Bills to win, run away with the AFC East. You would then be a game behind the Pats. Who's going to win this? Is Cam Newton going to turn it on, or are the Bills going to widen the gap in the AFC East?
Is Cam Newton going to play? Bills are going to widen the gap. Bills are going to get back on track. My guy Alex has had a couple of bad weeks, but I think they're gonna get back on track.
Raiders at Browns. The thing that you should want if you're a Texans fan, you want the Raiders to get the dub. You want the Browns to get another loss. You would be three games within them. What's gonna happen?
This is another game I really want to watch. The Browns, I'm intrigued by. You've been on them since before the season began. Which Baker Mayfield is going to show up? That's going to be one thing intriguing. I think they're going to get they're going to get tested really, really well. But I like the Browns.
Chiefs at Jets. You want the Chiefs to win. That's what's going to happen. I'm going to speak for Lopez there.
Right, right.
Vikings at Packers. You want the Vikings to lose and you want the Pack to win. And the reason is because you want NFC teams to be as bad as possible because that would decrease the chances of Jacksonville getting Trevor Lawrence. So Vikings have one win right now. You want it to remain that way, and you want them to at least have to make the decision of whether or not to take Trevor Lawrence and try to move Kirk Cousins. So that's what you want. Are people going to get what they want, and are the Packers going to beat the Vikings?
Yeah, the Packers are going to beat the Vikings. I think it's going to be pretty easy as well. Vikings, they had their little spurt, including a win over the Texans, but they're not very good.
Rams at Dolphins. Rams have covered on 18 of 29 road games with Sean McVay. That's just fascinating to me. Tua making his first start. You want the Rams to beat the Dolphins. You would then be two games behind Miami. Are the people going to get what they want? Are the Rams going to beat Tua, or is it going to be Tua mania in Miami?
It is going to be Tua mania, and he's another guy that I just want to watch. I just love his game. I'm also intrigued by how well he has recovered and how fast he's recovered. But to throw him out there against that Rams defense, it ain't going to happen.
Chargers at Broncos. Both of these teams have similar records. But I think the Chargers have a little bit more upside, especially if Herbert continues to get better.
Yeah.
So I think if you're a Texans fan, you should want the Broncos to win so that the Chargers, you're just a game within them. Are the people going to get what they want? Are the Broncos going to beat the Chargers?
No. I think the Chargers are going to come in and beat the Broncos. They've kind of slid a little bit. Herbert has not. He's been getting better and better and better. I think the Chargers are going to win this.
Saints at the Bears. Michael Thomas has returned to practice.
So is he going to play now?
That's what he said.
As of yesterday, he wasn't.
He was practicing, though. I can't keep up with the guy. I'd like for him to play for personal reasons. Saints-Bears, there's really nothing to see here if you're a Texans fan. I guess maybe you would like the Bears to be okay so they're not, like, in a huge market for a quarterback. And maybe they would trade up for Trevor Lawrence.
Mm-hmm.
But really nothing to see here. But what's going to happen?
I like the Bears. I do. With or without Michael Thomas, speaking of good defenses, and, you know, who knows what the weather's going to be out there, but still, I like the Bears.
49ers at Seahawks. If you're a Texans fan, you should want the 49ers to win, because if you root against Robert Saleh, you're basically going to hell on scholarship.
I guess.
Who is going to win this one?
49ers. I think the Seahawks are coming off a tough loss. And certainly they got beat up a little bit, and I think the 49ers are going to continue to do that.
Cows at Eagles. Dallas at Philadelphia.
Huge rivalry, but who cares?
Man, this is rough. Who's starting a quarterback? I think Ian Rapoport.
DiNucci?
Had DiNucci. DiNucci.
Yeah.
Whoever the hell that is. Really, I guess you want the Cowboys to win because the Trevor Lawrence thing, but whatever. Who you got?
Eagles. Just throw a dart. I'm just going to throw a dart, yeah.
Monday Night Football, Bucks at Giants. Really no impact here.
No
with
impact.
The Texans.
Tom Brady will win. Blah, blah, blah.
There we go. It's around the NFL Week 8. What you want and what the OG says is going to happen here on In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Former Houston coaches are getting jobs all over the place. Who is the next exec or coach from the city of Houston that is going to get a gig next?
It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610, presented by Carbox Hopadillo IPA. Here's In the Loop with Landry and Lopez.
All right, so A.J. Hinch is the new manager of the Detroit Tigers. You had Mike D'Antoni get added to the staff of Steve Nash in Brooklyn. Daryl Morey is the GM of the Philadelphia 76ers, are the head of basketball operations. Same difference. Who's the next Houstonian or former Houston front office person that's going to get a job? There's some GM openings in MLB. I know the Angels are looking for a GM. Could Jeff Luhnow, who clearly is looking for a job based on that interview that he did, could Jeff Luhnow be the next guy? Could it be King Bill? Could Bill O'Brien be the next guy to get a job? We're seeing guys that used to work here all over the place get gigs. Who's going to be next, and what type of job are they going to get?
See, that's the key thing.
Right, I don't know.
I think Bill O'Brien can go back to college right now. Well,
where?
Somewhere. I mean, he can go any, you know, any level. He's not going to Ohio State, you know, but, and certainly maybe not, certainly not Penn State, but he can go to a college job right now. But if you're talking about an equitable, job, something that like what he just had, A.J. Hinch could not have landed in a better spot. I mean,
I'm happy for him.
I am too.
Very, very happy for him.
I would have taken him back here in a heartbeat. He goes from literally 1 year ago today, Game 7 of the World Series.
Oh, that was a year ago today?
1 year ago today.
God, I was so pissed.
It was one of the most bittersweet moments of my life.
I was mad as hell at him.
Because, you know,
I've
done a lot of really cool things with my kids.
Screw him. You know what? I'm not even happy for him anymore. Screw you, A.J. Hinch.
But that was the first time that my kids bought World Series tickets for me. I didn't get them in. They got me in. So I was really proud of them and happy. We're watching there. We're going in. What inning was it? Seventh inning? You know, and he's cruising. Grinky.
Yeah, with Will Harris.
Yeah, and then Will Harris comes in.
Gives up a homer for the second straight game.
Yeah, like
3 days after A.J. Hinn said he was fired.
About 20 feet from where we were sitting.
Yeah. The foul pole.
Yeah.
Howie Kendrick.
Yep.
Off the pole.
1 year ago today. Yeah. So A.J. Hinn goes from that to 1 year exactly later managing in the big leagues. That you can't ask for more than that if you're him. You can't. But then Luno is he's kind of angling for a job. He's doing all he can to get a job. He did that interview, and you could tell it was just one big giant, you know, here I am, I'm looking for a job kind of moment.
No accountability.
No accountability.
It was interesting because AJ, no. I don't think AJ, I mean, AJ knew about it. But, I mean, if you read the report, he got pretty pissed about it, and there was basically nothing he could do about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I felt like, I almost felt like AJ might have taken more blame than he even needed to with his accountability.
I agree with you.
Luno took none.
Mm-hmm.
But do you think Luno gets a job? If you were the Angels, you see that A.J. Hinch gets hired, would you consider interviewing Jeff Luno to be your GM? Because think about this. Does the fact that someone hired A.J. first, does that kind of increase maybe the chances of Luno? Because A.J.'s back. Alex Cora might be back pretty soon, they're saying. I don't know if Beltran's going to be back, but does the fact that A.J. got this, does that increase and help Jeff Luno's chances?
It might. But like from the outside looking in, you can say, "Hey, he's denied everything. He's said he doesn't have all this evidence. I mean, there's no evidence against him, et cetera, et cetera." Why don't you hire him? But I think inside baseball is not going to hire Jeff Luno. I think inside the game, they know that he certainly was complicit with it, and knowingly complicit, right? And he may have even created the whole
thing.
Did
you say right to gunshots?
Yeah.
What is wrong with you? What does that mean? What did that mean?
It's
in the music. Like, what does that mean? Like, you say right whenever.
Because I was doing the old drive-by.
That makes me think you don't
sound
really like
you want them dead.
No.
It
also makes me feel like you don't really like Figgy's drops.
Why?
Because you just said right, and it wasn't even a drop. It was a gunshot.
No, it was well-timed.
F Them Other Bleeps song. But you said right.
I'm just saying,
like it was a Figgy drop. So you might just be giving fake compliments to Figgy when you say you like his drops.
No, you were incorrect. It was just well timed. The drive-by shooting, whatever, was well timed with me saying no. He's not going inside baseball.
No, I think you thought it was a drop.
No, I did not.
Figgy, he does not like your drops. What are you? I cannot believe this.
You're so full of crap. I hear this song every day. I know that there's going to be the gunshots, the machine gun or whatever. I
think it was an AK.
AK, whatever. And it was just well-timed.
An AK is a machine gun.
AK is not a machine gun. It's a semi-automatic. But that's the point. Inside baseball, they know that he started it, probably. He certainly was knowingly complicit. They're not going to hire him. He's going to have to go to another sport.
All right.
He actually tried to.
He tried to say he had looked into baseball.
No, to the Dynamo.
Basketball. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Luno said that. All right. I want to get into a couple things about this because I think the next guy that's going to get a job, I think it's going to be King Bill. I don't think he's going to be a head coach in the NFL, though.
College.
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. I think it's going to be hard for him, but I think it's going to be King Bill. Although, I would hire Luno. I would sell my soul if I were the Angels,
mm-hmm.
but I don't like him that much here.
Right.
I want to get into the one-year anniversary, but before I do, we're talking about guns, and this is just... This just hit me. Like, I don't...
Go ahead. Go for it, man.
All right, so it's a local news Twitter account.
Yeah.
And I think... Twitter can be a dangerous place. I don't bring Twitter to the show. I don't have these, well, people are saying segments people said this. Like, I don't do that. But the news organization puts out a tweet,
mm-hmm.
and it says, because I think polls are healthy. I think sometimes polls are healthy.
Sure.
Like,
unless you're
how
Cody
do you feel
Stutes.
About this? Like my poll, do you think Bill O'Brien has tried to order takeout from the NRG cafeteria? I think that's productive. I think I'm changing the world there.
Yeah, you are.
This news organization put out a poll, and it was Walmart has stopped selling guns and displaying them on the showroom. What are your thoughts? What are you trying to accomplish with this question? Like, what are you trying to accomplish from this question?
The pot.
Like, you are not trying to get any positive information.
No.
You're literally just trying
you're stirring
to piss
the pot.
People off, and you're trying to stop. Walmart has stopped displaying guns and selling guns or something like that. What do you? I immediately unfollowed him. I immediately mute him. I immediately blocked him because they are trying to make Twitter a bad place. What are you trying to accomplish there?
It's true. You're right.
Like, come on.
That is not a Larry David take. That is a very solid take.
What are we doing? Jeez, news.
Because you know what's going to happen.
I mean, no kidding, and it happens.
Both sides.
I'm sitting there like, what are we doing?
I know.
What are y'all, like, and it's just so chicken crap. It's like, what do you think about it? Well, I don't think you really care. Mm-hmm. I don't think you're doing a case study. What are you doing?
What do you think about the election going on? What are your thoughts? How do you feel about the two candidates? Oh, my God.
This state is allowing free abortions. What are your thoughts on this? Like, come on, news. Come on. Let's try to minimize it somewhat. 1 year ago, man. That's crazy. That
1 year ago today, and he gets a job.
How you want to talk about life comes at you fast?
Yep.
Because think about this, John. 365 days ago to the hour, you were getting a text from your sons.
Yeah.
And it was saying, hey, Dad, we're going to take you to the World Series.
Yep, and I was thrilled.
And we were talking about it, and we were like, man, the Astros are going to win their second World Series, and this is going to be so awesome. This is going to be so great. Man, is it going to be a dynasty? I mean, is this going to be a dynasty? We got Verlander. Are they going to sign Gerrit Cole? Probably not, but they still got Greinke, and they got this awesome lineup, and Alvarez is going to take the next step. And, man, it's going to be great.
Mm-hmm.
You go to the game.
They seven lose. Innings. I'm as happy as I can be.
Yes. Yeah,
great seats. Right there in right field.
Yeah. Then they lose.
Mm-hmm.
Then the cheating scandal happens.
Starts to rain. As we're walking out. Did y'all remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
As we're walking out of Minute Maid to our car, it starts to rain. I'm like, oh, great.
Then Gerrit Cole says, I'm a representative of myself. Screw y'all. Yeah.
That was the first
doesn't even
domino.
Let us have fake hope.
Yeah.
Then the cheating scandal comes out, and you think that you're going to be without Hinch and Luno for a year. Then Jim Crane has the conference where he basically says, get these guys out of my organization. Then all of a sudden, the Rona hits. Then all of a sudden, Justin Verlander looks awesome, and he has Tommy John surgery. Then Yordan Alvarez has two knee surgeries. Then you think the Astros are dead. Then they go to the ALCS, and now here we are a year later. When they say life comes at you fast, look at the last year of Astros baseball. That is a prime example.
Everything happened and changed. Really, in that seventh inning, with that shot, that was the first one where everything just started to crumble. A texter has a – it's an awful idea. It's a great suggestion.
No, I already know. I get this.
I would pay money to see this happen.
Oh, my God. And I know you would, and I get that. I'm getting a lot of this.
Bill O'Brien to the XFL.
Okay. Okay. I thought you were saying Bill O'Brien to the University of Texas.
No.
And that's just people trying to.
I think that's a possibility.
If that happened, I'm not.
It's
I'm
the
not
same guy.
More. It's basically Tom Herman.
It's basically Tom Herman. No. Can you imagine? Because he'll take the job with the XFL, but then they would have to have all this access and hearing him on the headset and talking to quarterbacks and on
that
the
would
side.
Be so cool.
So cool. He would be
let
so...
Let me coach the XFL team here.
He would be so mad.
Oh, and what if he was bad in the XFL? Oh,
and, then he starts cursing people out.
You got to hire Bill O'Brien.
In the XFL.
You have to. 713-572-4610. Big week in the NFL. Texans sitting on the sidelines, but that doesn't mean some major stuff couldn't happen this week. And let's trip balls heading into the weekend next.
From the Twin Peaks studio, it's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Presented by Carbox Hoppadillo IPA. Here's In the Loop with Landry and Lopez.
Pretty cool way to end the year. It just came down. They just released the news. I'll let you know in a sec. You can have some fun in Houston. Final day of 2020. You gotta end this year in style. I'm not usually a New Year's guy. I might run around the streets naked at midnight whenever we get out of 2020, quite honestly. Good. Gosh. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you here on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610. Texans players on the market. Everyone except Deshaun, Laremy, Titus Howard, and J.J. Watt per Albert Breer. Your thoughts, John?
Yeah, I don't believe it. I believe that somebody somewhere there told Albert Breer, these are the four dudes that are off limits. Don't believe that it's true and that it's etched in stone, as they say, outside of Deshaun Watson. He's not going anywhere. You can go ahead and buy, don't rent, if you're Deshaun. Which I think he recently bought a, didn't you say he recently bought a house here in the greater Houston area? Anyway, J.J. Watt included. Tytus Howard's a little bit strange. Laremy Tunsil might be more entrenched than J.J. Watt even. And the reason is this, there's going to be an offer out there that somebody might make that is going to blow your skirt up, as they say. So you can't, if you're talking about J.J. Watt and a late first and a third rounder next year, you got to make that deal, and I think it will get their attention. Now, maybe ultimately, whomever it is, Bazergan or Jack Easterby or Cal McNair may nix it, but you can't just say no matter what, J.J. Watt is off the market, because J.J. Watt is what can get you back those draft picks that you're missing.
Can he?
Sure? Absolutely he can.
You sure?
Yeah, absolutely he can.
I mean, I think you should be, I don't think you should be rooting for it. Defensive linemen get injured this week. Maybe that increases Watt's trade value. Let's say someone from a contender gets hurt on the D-line. I won't name names. That would be bad karma.
Yeah.
But all of a sudden, maybe they're a little bit more open to the possibility of sweetening it a little bit more for J.J. Watt. Because if you're calling the shots in that Texans front office, whoever's doing it, And
it doesn't get your attention, or you don't open the discussion, if somebody says, what about a first and a third, then you should be out of there, which, as you say, you should be out of there anyway, but that alone should do it.
I could understand Deshaun being off the table.
Absolutely.
I could understand Tunsil even, even though I would trade him. I could understand Tytus Howard, whatever. I mean, he's your backup left tackle. He's done all right recently. At right, and you got 3 years left on a rookie deal for him, and you need all the cheap guys you can have. I can get that.
Right.
J.J. Watt being off the table is that doesn't make a lot of sense. That doesn't make too much sense to me from a front office perspective.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense if you're not doing that. And by the way, some of it falls back on Cal McNair. If Cal McNair, and we don't know what the discussion is, but if Cal McNair is saying no. No J.J., no matter what. Well, then I don't think he's doing the organization a service either. But we don't know. It could be. He could be saying, let's listen, and they're talking him out of it. So who knows?
Football Friday here on In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. I went grocery shopping this morning. And I started thinking. I'm sure hand sanitizer stock and hand sanitizer sales are through the roof this year in 2020, right? I mean, that goes without saying. I had two thoughts about that as I was pushing my cart through HEB out there on West Alabama.
What's that?
Number one, do you think that maybe people can get addicted to hand sanitizer? Because I'm getting to where I just like rubbing it. I don't even need it. I'll use it like four or five times a minute.
It becomes a habit.
I'll even sniff it. Like, I'll sniff my hands and see what it smells like, and I like good-smelling hand sanitizer. Yeah. Do you think people are developing, like, hand sanitizer addictions?
I have, but it has to be the certain one. Some sanitizers smell, like, bad.
Yeah.
Bad.
See the State Fair, the Texas OU.
Oh, yeah? They were bad? But then some of them.
I don't want to go in depth on what it smelled like, but you can.
Well,
can read
kind of. You're
mice.
Probably going to say the same word I was going to say. But some of them, I'm like, man, this is so awesome. I rub it on my face.
Yeah,
which is not really healthy.
And you I'll probably smell it. Yeah. And I'll just be like, oh man, this smells so good. And I'll like put my hand in front of my chin. So that was thought one, as I'm pushing my cart through the fruit. Thought two.
Okay.
So hand sanitizer sales have gone up.
Yes.
How do you think Halloween candy sales are going to do? Because they had Halloween candy out. I don't know if as many kids are going to be trick-or-treating. Do you think Halloween I don't even know how they keep up with it. Is it just candy in general? But do you think some people will get Halloween candy regardless, even if they don't have trick-or-treaters?
I feel so bad for trick-or-treaters this year. Well, there's not going to be a lot of them.
But do you think Halloween candy sales are going to go down?
It has to, right? It can't be. I haven't seen any. Well,
we don't have a lot of people around the office, but I haven't seen as much around the office as normal, for one thing. And I know most of that happens after Halloween, but still, I just haven't seen it around. Now, some people are getting really creative, and I got to give them credit, and because it stinks that kids aren't going to go to Halloween. You know, I've been that house. I'm the house with the big candy bars. I love doing that and just seeing the kids' faces and listen to their little comments and all that. It's kind of my – I get a lot out of it. I enjoy doing that. I'm not going to do it this year. I don't feel like I do it. But some people are doing, like, slingshots. Some people are doing, like, little Hot Wheels kind of ramps to throw the candy down, to let the candy down.
Maybe you just go ahead and say it, please.
Cancel it.
That's – That's some what stuff?
That's the white stuff?
Yeah. That's some white boy stuff.
So what do you do? You have like a
ramp? I'm not. But some people are getting very creative. Some people are doing like...
The problem is some people would put like the bucket out front and they'd say, take one.
Mm-hmm. The whole bucket's gone.
I ain't doing it.
Yeah.
No, the whole bucket's
gone. Grabbing a handful.
Yeah,
Well, you can't do that now. That's German festive.
No, I know, but when they used to do that, yeah. I would just pour the whole thing in my pillow.
Mm-hmm.
I'd carry around a pillowcase, and I would just pour the whole thing in there.
A lot of kids would do that. I could absolutely see you doing that, for sure.
I was trying to get the most candy. That was really the goal, unless it was a candy corn.
Do you want to do the obligatory best Halloween candy discussion?
I'll let you do it and I'll react. It's
cliche.
I'll let you do it and I'll react.
But
I think you should do it and I'll react.
It's always relevant.
My only take is candy corn stinks. And peanut M&M's are better than regular M&M's.
Do me a favor. Get you a bag of candy corn.
I'm not doing this.
And some dry roasted peanuts.
Not doing it.
And eat it together.
No, I'm good.
And it's going to taste exactly like a payday bar.
I'm good.
Which payday bar is one of my favorites. I know that's not the best Halloween candy because...
What was the payday jingle? Absolute for my payday. Totally nuts for my payday. Totally nuts. Remember that?
Yeah.
Totally nuts for my payday.
I do remember that.
Totally nuts.
I will say it changes over time because, like when I was a kid, this wasn't even barely on the radar. But as someone who passes out candy regularly every year, I've been doing it for 30 years. In the last 5 or 6 years, kids go nuts. I mean, nuts for Airheads. Like crazy.
Airheads.
I know it's
are
not
good,
my
though,
it's
especially not... when you get the mystery one.
Yeah,
that was fun. That was like gambling for kids back when they used to have like the 10-cent candy racks. You get the white one. I think it was a mystery Airhead,
right?
And you wouldn't even know what was coming.
I'm telling you, back
those
in
are awesome.
Back in the day, and I mean back in the day, like not even 5 or 6 years ago, Airheads were not that big a deal.
Airheads go
now
in.
Now they go nuts.
Airheads go in.
For the other ones that I think are up there, Starburst, always a good. But the one, the
Starburst are overrated.
The longest lasting King of the Hill champion. It was one of the favorites when I was a kid. It was one of the favorites when you were a kid. It's one of the favorites today.
What?
This is the peanut butter cup.
Nah, I don't like it.
Okay, but that's you. The peanut butter. I'm just telling you the reaction I get when I'm giving out candy. Airheads.
Really?
Peanut butter cups. Baby Ruth.
I want Twix.
Twix are huge.
I want Twix.
And I'm not a big Twix guy.
I want a Three Musketeers.
That one doesn't get as much reaction.
Again, this is just in my personal
experience.
It's shiny,
experience.
Too. It sticks out.
Snickers.
Milky Way?
Milky Way some, but I'm talking about the ones that, like
what about peanut M&M's?
That's a good one, too. But Baby Ruth, man.
Skittles.
Oh, what am I thinking?
Come on.
Skittles might be number two.
Come on.
It might be ahead of peanut butter cup.
Come on, you got to have Skittles.
Airheads and then Skittles.
What do you think about those old school ass, like the strawberries that look like strawberries that have like they're kind of juicy in the middle?
Oh yeah, those are good. But
do they even have a name?
I don't know. They're like gummy almost, but they're liquidy.
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't even think those have a name.
Yeah, I'm sure they do, but I can't remember. Kids go nuts for Skittles and Airheads, man. I mean. I would have thrown those. I would have given those to my dad when I was, you know.
What about the jamoke that tries to give a toothbrush? Just above you. Like they act like they're doing something cool, but it's like, shut up. You don't think I have a toothbrush? You trying to be like Mr. Holier Than Thou? Sit on your soapbox and don't overthink it. Don't overthink it. It's like a Thanksgiving. Don't overthink it. Turkey dressing, all that. You're giving me a toothbrush, sir?
They used to in my neighborhood.
You kidding me?
They used to pass out
Gushers.
Apples.
Someone said Gushers. Gushers is more of like a lunch thing.
Yeah, Gushers is not.
Gushers is like something you put in a lunch set.
Yeah, Gushers are good.
Now and Laters go in.
Now and Laters are good.
Almond Joy, Payday.
Almond Joy do quite well. Again, in Atascocita, Texas, in Walden on Lake Houston, over the last 16 years that I've been passing out candy in that neighborhood, in order to put a bow on this, Airheads, Skittles, and then the peanut butter cups and Baby Ruth and Snickers are strong.
All right, before we trip into the weekends, and I ain't talking about acid, it's Friday Future Tripping, mm-hmm. but if that's your thing, shout out to you. I got some good news, man. I was worried about this happening. It's one of the things I most look forward to during the year. I've gone to this bowl game every year that it's been here in Houston.
Yeah.
The Texas Bowl is going to take place.
Yeah.
The fifth most watched, fifth most attended, top five most attended bowl will take place between the Big 12 and the SEC on New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
New Year's Eve. We're happy to be the exclusive partner of this bowl game. I enjoyed it. I know last year your Aggies got Oklahoma State.
Last team to beat Oklahoma State.
I've seen Tom Herman rub his nipples there yep. against Drew Locke in Missouri. There's yep. been some good, good games there, some future NFL players, and that tradition's going to continue on the final day of 2020. It's been a rough year mm-hmm. for many people. What better way to end it than that? I know I'll be there. I'm sure we'll give Loopholes and many other an opportunity to be there. We'll let you know how to do that as the time goes on and the countdown begins.
It's exciting. And again, you know, I was there last year. I've been there most years over the last, well, as long as they've had it. And it's just a cool event, and it makes you kind of proud to be a Houstonian, you know?
It does. The Texas Bowl will be here the final day of the weekend. 4489 on the text line. Man, I feel sorry for anyone who goes trick-or-treating at your house. Hershey Kisses and Sweet Tarts?
Yeah, Sweet Tarts are not good.
Hershey Kisses?
I like the kisses.
Come on, dude. Give me a little caramel or something in there. Good gosh. That's like eating a steak without any seasoning, or like chicken without any seasoning or something like that. If you give me a Hershey's Kiss, that's like chocolate with nothing extra.
On a very serious note, kids.
I'm being serious.
Parents.
Being 100% serious about Hershey Kisses.
Don't be sticking your hands in some bowl full of candy. Make sure you get it the right way.
You'll be all right, kids. Just do it.
Come on, dude.
Just wash your
hands.
What's
the matter with you?
Just wash your hands.
Are you listening to him?
Reach in, handful. You're good. You're all right. You'll be all right, kids. Don't listen to John.
What are you?
Don't let John be a buzzkill.
You want it with a super spreader event, you know, in your neighborhood?
Just wash your hands, kids.
But yes.
Go ahead and get that candy.
Don't be sticking them in a bowl. Like some 9-year-old is going to, you know, I'll take this candy out of this bowl, but let me wash my hands right after.
Or just pour the whole thing in. Just pour the whole thing in, kid. You're all right. Get you some candy. It'll be all right.
I feel like we could be sued for this.
It'll be all right. All right. Dump that figure. Let's trip balls heading into the weekend. On the text line, 2336 says, would Landry eat candy corn if it meant Robert Saleh would become head coach? You bet your butt.
Dang right.
I would eat candy corn out of Roseanne's butt if it meant Robert Saleh would be.
God, you're having a bad afternoon.
Texans head coach.
Almighty.
Strip ball's going in the weekend. Go ahead.
I'm a dirty white boy.
Exactly. Roseanne? Dude.
I was trying to show how bad I want
Saleh
to be the coach.
Yeah, you did.
Go ahead.
At least one wide receiver will be traded by the Houston Texans by Monday.
By Monday. All right. At least one. That's a hell of a prediction. I'm going to get even more specific. Kenny Stills will no longer be a Houston Texan when we're on the air on Sunday.
Oh, okay.
Kenny Stills will be traded. It's probably going to be a 7th-round pick, something like that. But I predict Kenny Stills is gone the next time we're on the air.
J.J. Watt will not be traded. That's not exactly out on a limb, but just in case anyone was wondering.
Playing it safe, I see you.
Yeah.
On Monday, when we come in at about 11:30, John Lopez will look to his left.
Mm-hmm.
I will look to my right, and Clint Sterner will be smirking.
Oh.
Because the Arkansas Razorbacks
are
going to upset Texas A&M
and get
the win. Arkansas upsets Texas A&M, and Clint Sterner when he walks in, will be rocking a fresh hog shirt, smiling at JJ, at J-Lo, like he's his B.
One of the starters, my hero.
You don't even believe that yourself. They're convinced. Aggies are convincing people every weekend. I guess this weekend it's going to be you and Clint. They're playing some good football. And I'm a realist with this team. When they stink, I tell you they stink. They're convincing people. Just because you said that, Aggies 38, Arkansas 20. Final. Cover, win, romp, next. All right.
Landry, you and piss another Aggie off in here.
Tyler, he's full of crap. Tyler, I'm a realist. They're good this year. They're good this year. All right.
They're going to lose to Arkansas this week.
Care to make it interesting?
You give me the 12th?
Shoot. That means they can win, and you still win. We don't want that. All right. A.J. Hinch got hired by the Detroit Tigers today.
This is true.
Alex Cora gets hired by Monday. The dam has broken.
Okay.
The dam has broken for managers. I don't think Jeff Luhnow is going to do it, but I think managers will.
Final one, Lions upset the Colts. The Texans will be three games within Indy with two left to play. So that'll be good. Lions upset the Colts. What a perfect way to end the show with a Lions prediction.
Yeah. That's exactly how we drew it up.
I'm giving y'all what y'all want.
What are you, Bill O'Brien?
You're on Football Friday. Gosh, got to get better. I got to get better. Shout out to the cafeteria.
Yeah.
Matt Bazergan.
The cafeteria, you know.
Do you have any idea how hard it is to do a radio show? You're going to have to watch the tape now. Fucking Lions.
Did you watch the tape, Berman?
Shout out to all the loopholes. If you listen, you are a loophole. Hope you have a good weekend. If you have to work, there's going to be less traffic. If you don't, enjoy it. However you want to do it. If you want to go YOLO, go ahead and YOLO. If you want to relax, get that relax in, but just get your mind right. Enjoy yourself. It is the bye week. Thanks to Lee Sterling for hopping on. For the OG John Lopez, for Figgy Fig being the best of the world in what he do. I'm Landry Locker. This has been another edition of In the Loop. We'll talk to you on Reaction Monday at 10 a.m. But in the meantime, Clint Sterner and Ron Hughley are next.
Thank you, Peggy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.